Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. In this episode, we're going to look at another one of those early songs. This one was written back in 1977. It's in the key of C with a tempo of 110. This song I wrote in the late 70s when I was a teenager living in Germany. My father was stationed there at the time. I had gone to see President Jimmy Carter speak in Frankfurt, and I was really excited about seeing the American president live and in person. But there were so many protesters there who were protesting his policies at the time, particularly his policy of putting additional types of missiles in the European on the European continent, and that really aggravated a lot of the German citizens. So I was so moved by these protesters who were there that I wrote this song. I don't think I wrote it in person, but when I got back to the house, I was so moved by the event that I sat in the bedroom with my guitar, as I often did, my notebook, and I strummed the guitar and I wrote the words. And amazingly, these lyrics still resonate in 2022. About the only thing I could really change is Russians to terrorist or virus to fit, you know, different types of crises we've had over the last, you know, 40 years since I wrote this song. But otherwise, the lyrics still seem pretty spot on. Musically, the song repeats the same C, G, F, A, M chord progression over and over. I wrote it originally for the acoustic guitar, and those were probably the only chords I knew at the time. For many, many years, I played this, and I thought of it as my Bob Dylan song, early Dylan, of course. This version I mixed and recorded in 2022 has a lot more embellishment than that original song. And even at the end, I transitioned to something a little grittier, a little more industrial at the end. My intent in doing so is to represent how our country seems to have grown darker in tone, for me at least, since the sunny optimism of Jimmy Carter's first presidential campaign. Back then, he really did feel like a gust of new wind after the traumas of the 60s and debauchery of Nixon. Lyrically, this song is one of my favorites, even though it was one of the first ones I wrote, because it stands up so well after so many years. America, after all, is America.
Other day, I wanted to hear what he had to say. There were thousands of angry people in the streets. There was tension in the air when he began to speak. Off in the distance, there was a mighty roar. The people were chanting, "We don't want you no more. Our country is in shambles, there's nothing you can do. Why don't you go home? We've had enough of you." He said, "Don't crucify me, I'm only a man. My job is mighty hard, but I'm doing what I can. Since I was elected, I feel a lifetime over. I wake up in the morning with the world on my shoulders. No one has any money, the prices are too high. It's getting too expensive to just get by. But there's a war to fight with the taxes you pay. And the Russians are getting stronger every day." "I'm a religious man because you have to pray. You need a beacon when your sky is gray. I look into the crowd and all that I see is a restless mob of people turn their backs on me. But even if all looks hopeless, our spirit cannot die. We're still a great country and we've got our pride. We have to stay strong where the world will live in fear. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll vote for me next year. All was a grin on his face. He left just in time because the rocks began to fly, but they couldn't reach his plane way up in the sky. Well, this song is over, that's all I have to say, except he better be glad that he got away.
So much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from Conversations with My Teenage Self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.